Echo Protocol reclaims admin key, burns 955 EBTC, held by attacker Echo Protocol said on May 19, 2026, that it has regained control of an administrative key tied to its EBTC contracts, and used that control to burn the attacker's remaining 955 EBTC, removing the tokens from circulation. The update was shared by Wu Blockchain, citing an Echo Protocol admin post. Source: the recovery follows last week's cross-chain incident that forced the team to halt EBTC transfers across supported networks. The 955 EBTC figure refers to the portion of stolen supply still sitting in the attacker's address at the time of the burn. Echo Protocol routed those tokens through its mint and burn permissions rather than attempting a negotiated return, which is one of the few options a project has once it has confirmed the rest of the funds are unreachable. With the tokens destroyed, the attacker can no longer redeem, bridge, or sell that portion of EBTC for the underlying value. The recovery did not undo the exploit itself. It is worth separating two different events here. The original incident drained a meaningful amount of EBTC from Echo's cross-chain rails and forced a precautionary halt across supported networks. The team detailed that pause in its earlier exploit notice. Today's burn does not reverse the original theft. It only neutralizes the slice of stolen tokens. The attacker had not yet moved off the protocol's controllable surface. That is a meaningful difference. EBTC holders who relied on the original peg should still expect a reconciliation process, and any user funds lost through the exploit will be addressed through whatever combination of reimbursement, treasury backstop, or socialized recovery. Echo Protocol publishes next. Burning the residual tokens is a cleanup step, not a make-whole event. Admin key recovery is the rare lucky variable. Most protocol exploits over the past 2 years have ended one of two ways. The attacker negotiates a partial return for a bounty, or the funds disappear through mixers and bridges. Recovering the admin key itself is uncommon and depends on the specific way the key was compromised. Echo Protocol has not yet shared whether the admin key was rotated, replaced through a multi-sig action, or recovered because the attacker lost access to the underlying device or session. For users, the practical signal is that Echo retains the technical authority to mint, burn, and pause EBTC. That is a feature of how the token was designed, not a workaround. Wrapped asset tokens with strong admin controls can correct supply when something goes wrong, at the cost of trusting the controller. Tokens with no admin layer cannot self-correct, which is why exploits on more rigid designs tend to leak value permanently. Cross-chain BTC wrappers carry distinct risk profiles. EBTC is one of several BTC-pegged assets that move across multiple chains. Every wrapper sits somewhere on the spectrum between full custody and full transparency, with cross-chain bridges adding their own attack surface on top. The Echo incident is the second high-profile bridge or wrapper event this month after the Varus Ethereum bridge, 11.4M drain, and the chain halt action by ThorChain following a suspected multi-chain exploit. Users holding wrapped BTC across chains should treat each wrapper as a distinct credit and security profile, not a fungible representation of Bitcoin. The token symbol on a block explorer obscures the real questions. Who controls the mint key? How is the underlying BTC custodied? And what is the bridge model in transit? A wrapper that can burn an attacker's holdings is a wrapper that can also burn yours, given the wrong governance failure. That trade-off is the entire point of the design. Open questions. Echo Protocol has not yet published a full postmortem with the dollar value of stolen funds, the affected chains, or the timeline for resuming halted transfers. The team also has not laid out how it will handle holders whose positions were affected during the exploit window. Each of those will matter more to users than the burn itself. Bitcoin trades at $77,160 as of May 19, 2026, with the crypto fear and greed index slipping back to extreme fear at 25, according to Cointelegraph. The wider macro backdrop adds pressure on any team still publishing recovery details, since user attention to compensation specifics tends to fade as the next event rolls in.